Morgan Carroll replaces former Senate President John Morse, who was recalled last September over his support for stricter gun laws, including a 15-round limit on high-capacity magazines. Two other Democrats also lost their jobs for supporting the laws.
Well, it's been a difficult year for all of us, but really our number one job is moving forward, reaching out to the state.
Democrats also suffered a loss with the overwhelming defeat of Amendment 66. The statewide education initiative would have increased taxes by $1 billion to pay for reforms in K-12 schools and reduce class sizes. Carroll says the needs are still there, but this session, school districts don't want changes.
We've had a lot of reforms that have happened in the state, and most of them did not come with the funding to pay for them. So I think what we're hearing fairly consistently is please don't do radical changes, particularly if they don't come with any funding. Nobody likes unfunded mandates.
Carroll says her main goal will be improving the state's economy and helping citizens deal with the aftermath of devastating floods and wildfires. While Democrats want newly approved gun laws to stay in place, Republicans say they'll work to repeal them. Senator Ted Harvey of Highlands Ranch says Democrats overreached.
They went beyond what anybody would have thought was a rational reform, and I'm against them all, and I think they should all be repealed for one reason or another.
Governor John Hickenlooper says he won't repeal any of the current gun laws on the books. His biggest hope for the 2014 session is that partisanship takes a back seat and Colorado becomes a national model on how to work together.
If we can do things in a bipartisan way here, I guarantee you they will work out better, we'll get better outcomes and better compromises and solutions, and then other states will follow us. And eventually, who knows, you know, if we can do that within our legislature, then Congress will follow.
But both political parties are coming off a tumultuous off session, and it's also an election year. Even the governor admits his bold ambitions could easily be thwarted. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.